episode 14. Yep, that'll do. Of What an Absolute Fit Show. How's it going, guys? And today I've got Scott and Katie on. They are vegan and they've been vegan for about 5 years. This is basically just their story and some of the challenges that they've come up across, and also some of the awesome stuff that they've learned along the way being vegan. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. I really enjoyed chatting to them. They're clients and good friends of mine. So awesome. See you on the other side. What notes have you got?
I've just got them, like, three vegan athletes.
What, you've actually prepped for this?
Yeah, well, but not up. Really, because I can't really read stuff. So, and I don't want to foul with all my paper. So, I'm better. If you just ask me questions, I know. Yeah. I think I doubt myself that I don't know stuff, and I do.
Yeah.
And it's just trying to explain it to you.
Okay.
But I've got a little few factual notes. So, need me.
What's the from your point of view? What do you want to get out of it? Why are you doing it?
What, vegan or the podcast?
No, the podcast.
The podcast, because you asked us to, and we're nice friends like that.
Yeah. Okay, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
So you've not got an agenda.
Why have you got your mic clipped onto your hat?
Because it's cool.
That's how you do it.
You know what? That's how you do TikTok. It. Have you been on TikTok?
Yeah, I've been on TikTok. I've never seen anyone clip the mic to a hat like that, though.
Who's clipping to it?
That's so funny.
Yeah. Do you want to wear my hat?
I like can clip it to you. Oh, you'd actually give me a hat. So I can look like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind. Yeah. I'm okay, thank you very much. I'm quite warm after that class.
Yeah. Okay. What, mobility?
Yeah.
It's all like hanging around.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I know. Can we just appreciate I just hung for a minute?
You did. Yeah,
that's the longest time I've ever hung for.
You did hang for a minute.
I know, you think you can win a teddy bear at Alton Towers.
I know, I can definitely win a teddy bear at Alton Towers.
What?
Now.
Well, you got hanged for a minute?
No, yeah. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minute hangs.
Yeah. You didn't do it. You've not done 2 minutes.
No, but you can do a minute, so that's...
You're going to do cut a teddy bear in half.
It depends how much I want the teddy bear.
Mm. Well, don't forget the bars do spin and they're not equal and...
Well, never mind then.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Okay.
So, why did I want to do a podcast? Yeah, because you asked me. I don't know, it's a hard one. I don't really talk about being vegan, unless I'm asked. It's kind of quite private and people have opinions.
Yeah, so they do. Why?
I think it's just the unknown, and it is quite a radical thing. You know, a few years ago, if you'd have said to me, I'd be sat here right now talking about being vegan, I would have probably laughed. Like, if somebody had said to me a few years ago, oh, I'm vegan, I'd think, whoa, how, why, a crazy person? Life just changes.
6 years ago, I didn't even know what vegan was.
Really?
Yeah,
I never heard about it till I went vegan.
Okay.
And it, for me, it was more for the fact that I was helping to support Katie going vegetarian.
Yeah.
And I thought that was too easy for me. I needed a challenge.
Okay.
So I looked a bit more into sort of the vegetarian lifestyle, the diet wise of it. And I thought, oh, vegan. Let's do that then, because I'd have to think about it more.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, if I don't have to think about it, it's too easy. I lose interest. So I have to think about it. I have to look what I do, look what I eat, look what I buy clothing wise or anything like that. So it's more of a challenge.
It's education. It's been a journey of education, hasn't it?
And it's forever growing on us.
Yeah,
we're always learning new things, or didn't know that about this, or didn't know that about that.
Yeah.
And it's just fitting into your true self, who you want to be as a person.
So you started off as a vegetarian.
I did. So I'll start from the start.
Start from the start.
I guess. Yeah. I've been trying to be vegetarian for ages. But growing up, my grandma was a big foodie. She taught me to cook. And I did talk to her about it once I had like a conscious knowing of what meat was and connecting that to, oh, it's an animal. And I had a conversation with her and she was like, oh, you're not turning into one of those vegetarians, are you? And the look of disappointment in my grandma's face, I just thought no. And it was a bonding thing for us. Like, we used to go to the fishmongers, get the fish, come back, cook it. My dad's always cooked very nice food. And it just wasn't, I don't want to say it wasn't supported when I was younger, but yeah.
It's kind of built into like lifestyle and family.
Yeah, you've
isn't
got
it?
To
like
have that
before,
support around you.
A lot of the time, food is like the main thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the kitchen is where people tend to socialise the most.
Definitely.
So you're almost, by being the only person that is a vegetarian or vegan or who've got a different diet to the rest of your family, you're almost isolating yourself a little bit, aren't you?
Well, that's it. And especially being a child. Like, we're so fortunate now that our closest friends are vegan and we can just be happy vegans together. But yeah, I've been on and off. I've tried during high school, but then all your friends are eating McDonald's and you think, oh, okay, I'll have a burger too. But then I consciously kind of really started to cut down on my meat consumption. How old was I when I got with you? 21?
Yes.
And it was before that, so maybe 18, 19.
Yeah.
I sort of learned to cook with different alternatives like corn and McCartney, stopped eating meat as much, especially at home. My friends always laugh at me because I'm kind of the worst vegan. I never used to like vegetables.
Right.
So it was kind of teaching myself to eat vegetables as well. Like, if you'd have put a pea on my plate a few years ago, I'd have been like, whoa, no, so put that away.
You're talking to somebody here who I would really struggle to go vegetarian or vegan because I'm not a big veg eater.
Yeah.
I just don't really like
it. And you've got it.
I just don't really like it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll eat it because I know I have to, but I need to know there's something else on my plate that's nice. I mean, but I suppose it's how you cook things as well.
Definitely. Like, I really don't like mushrooms, but being vegan, most things are mushroom-based, so it's kind of like, you eat mushrooms or you don't eat it. Yeah, so you kind of have to learn to like it.
You experiment with flavours a lot and sort of seasonings and marinades and that sort of stuff.
And then it all starts tasting the same then, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, and you can disguise certain flavours with different seasonings and textures of somewhat very similar to meats. Like, certain mushrooms taste very meaty,
even though they're not.
Oyster mushrooms.
Yeah, so the oyster mushrooms are another good one. Fable mushrooms, they're incredible. They're very much like a pulled pork essence, so they give you that sort of texture. So if you disguise that with a bit of barbecue sauce, you still get the same feeling.
Pork. So, oh, cool. That's cool. But what do you think, do you think it's more accessible now to be vegetarian and vegan? How long have you guys been vegan?
So I've been vegan for around about 5 years, and when I first started, it was so challenging. You couldn't go out for a meal with friends. You really have to pick a restaurant, and it'd be like a Malaysian curry
or a bowl of chips,
and that was it. there'd be nothing there for you. You go to supermarkets, you really had to think about
ages.
My first shop took me 2 hours
really
when I was a proper vegan.
Mate, my weekly food shop takes me 2 hours because I just don't know where I'm going in the supermarket.
You're deliriously wandering around the aisle. This is
and good. Now it takes me 20 minutes to do a full shop. Because there's so much stuff out there.
That
kind of comes into the fitness, though, because we kind of try and eat on plan sort of in the week. You know, we have our vegetables, we have our rice, or swap it out for some sort of carbohydrate, and then we have our protein. So that kind of stays the same, the veg, the protein, the carb. So that makes it slightly easier as well.
Do you get any, what sort of like negatives do you get from people? Like, you mentioned it at the start. When you say like, oh yeah, well, we're vegan, and people then go, oh, do you get judged on it, do you think?
I won't say where or when, but, you know, being at work, you constantly get offered chocolates, coffees, and someone is going to come at you and ask, oh, why do you not have milk? Why do you keep taking your coffee black?
It's none of your fucking business.
Then you kind of, I won't come out with it. I'll kind of wait till I get forced into a spot where someone's really asking, why don't I want the chocolate? And then I will say, oh, I'm vegan. And I had a reaction the other day and it was, but do you take supplements? Do you take vitamins? Because you know, you're going to be deficient in stuff. You're not going to get everything from your food. And I just thought, here we go. I do take a multivitamin, but I've always took that, you know. It's nothing that I've changed. You know, I don't feel any different health-wise.
No. Do you feel, when you stopped eating meat, so first off, we'll go for meat. Like, what was the initial, what happened to your body? What happened mentally and physically when you stopped eating meat?
When I stopped eating meat or went vegan?
When you stopped eating meat.
Okay, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah,
I felt better. My gut health got better. I was less tired.
Yeah.
I just felt better as a person, better in myself. And it sort of projects on the outside.
Yeah. Sorry,
it's the same for me. Like, when I stopped eating meat and dairy and stuff like that, I'd noticed no difference in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I still had the same energy levels, which I was concerned about. I was going to be tired all the time and stuff like that, but it didn't really have any effect like that.
Okay.
I very rarely take any multivitamins or vitamin D, because I feel like I eat enough food and a variety of different food to get all my vitamins and sort of stuff like that.
You do it very well. You've always done it very, very well. I'm not great at planning, but you've always been fantastic at that, haven't you?
But yeah, so I've noticed no slight slump or energy drop, anything like that.
Sorry. Have you got a salute him or what? Have you got a salute magpie? Go on, salute. Okay, two magpies is what? Bad luck? Oh, no, shit.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for boy. Two.
No, three is for a girl, four is for a boy.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't think you're allowed to say it out loud, though.
You're not?
Either way.
Either way, don't matter. Sorry, it's recorded now, down forever.
Okay, then.
You definitely don't eat magpies.
No, don't eat them, magpies. I don't imagine they taste very nice. No. Leave them to the foxes.
When you, do you think you started making healthier food choices when you went vegetarian, vegan, rather than
point blank?
Just because you've sort of got to get a lot more nutrients that you like. Okay, let's go for protein, for example. You're going to try and track your protein. Do you find that it's more difficult now to get as much protein in?
No, I struggle to keep it under my
goal.
I can have too much protein in a day.
Yeah, but you eat a lot of food.
Yeah, and that's without taking
a supplement drink or anything
like that. If I'm having a lazy day where I get up late in the day, I might take a shake. But normally through the day, I have no trouble hitting my protein goals or anything like that.
Yeah. Let me rephrase a question. So, because I went straight to protein, I didn't really want to go straight to protein. Were you already eating a lot of vegetables before you went?
Yeah.
You were, right?
I was growing up with vegetables.
Yeah.
I was just on the beige crap.
So there's always that thing of like, not so much vegan, but like vegetarians. Like, I'm going to go vegetarian. It's like, okay, cool. And there's always that, they think they're now then going to eat loads and loads of vegetables, whereas in fact, they're just going to eat a shitload of bread,
you know?
And chips and that. And that's why, you know, it gets a bit of a bad name in the diet world.
If you think
sometimes.
About it though, if you go home and you have meat and two veg,
you
still have your two veg. You're just replacing your meat
with
a different alternative. Yeah. And like the chicken breasts, well, the non-chicken breasts that we have, they're nearly 20 grams of protein per breast.
Yeah.
And we'll have like two of them with some veg. It's keeping everything the same. It's just swapping out
just
meat.
Swapping it out the meat.
Like, once you kind of get, I know it sounds daunting and hard, but once you do it and you live it, it's quite easy, really.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Yeah. I would like to replace some of my meat.
Mm-hmm. You've asked a few
meals.
Times for some hints and tips.
But it's, so share those hints and tips.
So where did I start? I mean, I've, you know me, I've not got a lot of self-confidence. I've definitely not got a lot of body confidence, but I can cook. I will say I can cook. So I've always been okay in the kitchen, but we did HelloFresh, we did Gusto.
Gusto is a great one because everything comes in one box.
Yeah.
Or just go on like places like Instagram, TikTok, and the amount of vegan recipes you find on there is incredible, and it gives you such a variety. And you can go from really healthy, really fresh to the complete like opposite junk food wise.
Yeah.
Like your tacos, your burritos, your dirty burgers. Mm.
But you'll send me stuff on a Friday night. Can you cook this every weekend? And that's just off TikTok or Instagram, something
that's cool.
like that. It's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. What, coming from a pricing point of view.
Oh, wow.
Right, so, like, has it made a difference? Yeah?
Yeah.
Again,
is it more expensive? And why do you think that is? And do you think it's a marketing thing?
How you want to shop.
Okay.
So, if you want to go out and get the process this and the pre-process that from all the top brands, like, This Isn't and What the Cloak and stuff like that, you can pay a small fortune for your food.
Yeah.
If you want to do it sensibly and use a lot of pastas and a lot of vegetables, stuff like that, and use a little bit of these pre-processed sort of sausages and salmon steaks and sort of stuff like that, then you will, it's what you want it to be, basically. Yeah. You can go really cheap. People do it on a very tight budget. Or you can just spend a small fortune and just go for the pre-processed, expensive stuff.
Yeah. Does it taste better?
It's convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends how you cook it as well, I guess. But like we've been quite blind to how much meat is now, and we know it's quite competitive, and you know, I don't know how much like the farmers will sell the produce for, but there's so much of it. Of course it's going to be cheap. Like it costs more to produce the vegan food.
Yeah.
Because there's less of a demand for it. If there was more of a demand for it, then the prices would probably come down. But you know, we know where to shop, we know what things we
need. My weekly workshop, and I eat 3 meals a week and a day in work, it cost me around about £50.
Okay.
And that's eating well.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's with some of my bits shoved on as well.
Yeah.
Snuck into the basket. So that's
with your milks, your rice, your vegetables, your fruit, some pre-processed foods like tofu.
Take into consideration as well, and I know I've said it just before, you eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
You eat a lot. Right?
Yeah.
When I've looked at your calories and what you eat, I'm not surprised that you're not spending more than 50 pounds.
I eat 6 meals a day plus snacks.
Yeah.
Like I say, my day starts at 4:30. I go in with 5 Weetabix and fruit. Then I'll have sausage sandwich at 7:30-ish. And I'll have a big bowl of vegetables and tofu around 10-ish. And I'll have a good sized lunch. And I'll have a snack at 3:00. I'll have my tea around 5:30-ish, which is a good sized tea.
Yeah.
I'll have a snack again come 7 before the gym. And then 10:00 after the gym, I'll have either a shake or a bowl of cereal.
Tommy Rumble, I've heard that.
So yeah, I do eat quite a bit of food.
Nom, 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 nom. I know, yeah. I would do. For me, I've eaten meat my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be, I don't think I could go cold turkey, excuse the pun.
You've got, right? You know? Yeah, that is always a pun.
I was the same. I was a big meat lover. I'd go out and love my burgers. I didn't eat a lot of steak.
Do you remember what turned us though? Do you remember we were on the way to Pizza Express and we were stuck in traffic. And we'd both been toying with the idea. And we were in traffic and this big wagon pulled up next to us.
Big cattle wagon, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we could see them through the gaps and they were just looking at us and we just felt helpless. We just felt, we've got to do something.
Well, you asked me where that's going, didn't you? I said, where that's going to get slaughtered. Like,
when you're face to face with it,
just burst out crying, didn't you?
You can't ignore it. And we got to the restaurant and we both ordered a vegetarian meal and
that was it.
Kind of it, you know.
So sometimes you need a bit of a mechanism or something.
You've got to watch the videos, you've got to watch the stuff. There's a lot on Netflix. Yeah.
So I know you guys, I know you're not the sort of people that are going to, in the same way that I would never want anybody that's a meat eater on a full diet to try and convince you to go back to eating meat, mm-hmm. but I'm sure they do often.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I know that you guys don't try and get other people to be vegan. It's just your beliefs, it's your lifestyle. It's
we don't push it on people.
Yeah,
that's all we'll do. You know, we'll happily go out for a meal and sit next to people who are eating meat. You know, we're not oblivious to the fact that we ate meat for years and years.
Tell me some of the awesome stuff that being a vegan allows you to do. Like, I've heard about you guys going to festivals.
Vegan camp out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, best weekend of the year. We love the vegan camp out. It's so good.
One of the things that really resonated with me when you were telling me about that, you were like, you should come. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not fucking vegan. You're like, doesn't matter. Nobody's going to, what do you think they're going to do? Like, string you up?
We're just peace loving a field full of vegans, you know?
Yeah. Like, what other sort of stuff, like, do you get, does it open the world to more and like different social
like
100%. Friends and that's have it. You like, made friends through being vegan or
I'm gonna say especially like on Instagram and stuff.
It's mainly for like Instagram where you like you connect with certain people and you chat about like where's this restaurant and it's more of a food way.
So there's like a community built in through social media.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's like we'll happily have a weekend if our friends are off. We've both got camper vans. We'll happily travel a good few hours just to go for a decent vegan roast dinner. Like, but we'll just travel and eat.
We'll add that eating with like activities. So we'll go out hiking first in that area. Then we'll go out for a nice bit of food in like this new vegan restaurant or takeaway and stuff like that. So we do a lot of traveling around food based stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then we add like fitness into that once we find that, just to give us something to do while we're there.
I think we're quite lucky with the food that we've experienced and that we can eat. It's been fantastic, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been very good.
I suppose it's all down to whether you can be bothered to go and do that. Like, you guys obviously like food. You're vegan, so you're willing to travel. There's not a lot around here to, you know, and there's not a lot of people that probably resonate with you.
Okay. Yeah,
with that.
If you're in Manchester, though, Wholesome Junkies.
Yeah.
Ugh, incredible.
I mean, like, literally where we are now.
You'd be
surprised. Like, you can go Nando's and you can get a vegan option. You can go McDonald's, you can get vegan options. Yeah. You can go the Beef Eater at the bottom of the road there. These vegan stuff on the menu. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
They are good food.
Yeah. Like, we're very fortunate to live in England and have the choices that we do for vegan options. Like, we've just come back from snowboarding in France, and it's a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing.
Really?
We live there. Off Oreos and
just no infrastructure.
Yeah, like, you go to a restaurant, and there's nothing on the menu for a vegan. You go out to the shop, and you have to go back to basics. You have to go for the rices. You have to go for pasta. You have to go for fresh veg, and that's it.
America wasn't great either, was it? No, we were expecting.
It was there, but it wasn't.
It was just like a hot dog or a
burger. Yeah, it's the very basics, but you could get it.
We survived.
We didn't feel healthy when we come back, that's for sure. But, you know, we survived. And veg is really expensive over there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot of beige food.
Looking at it from a sort of legal perspective, do you think that. Or I don't know what, I've not done a lot of research on this. I probably should have done more having you guys coming on. But.
Yeah, that wasn't prepared.
I know, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You've notes that you've not even looked at.
I know, I haven't. I said that.
I'm just going to get you to read your notes at the end and be like, listen, this is what she wanted to say. She's not said any of it yet. Is there a law in place where a restaurant has to provide a vegan alternative?
No, I could not tell you.
No, it's just down to the restaurant themselves. Yeah.
There's not been a lot of places.
But there is sort of like laws in place for allergies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they give you an allergy breakdown so you can just have a quick look yourself, or see like, if there's anything.
Religious side of it, that sort of meat side of it. I think there's rules about that and rules about allergies, but nothing for purely preference.
What you have to have on the menu.
Right. Yeah.
Which is sad, really.
Yeah, I think they probably should be, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of places you do find cater for it now.
Yeah. Is there a directory or is there a community, like a hub, where you'd be like, okay, this restaurant doesn't? Is there an app or anything?
Yeah, there's apps out there. There's an app for like the Happy Cow that tells you stuff like what restaurants do what, or again, just Google and social media, basically. It's a way forward with it.
Yeah. Do you think it's getting better?
Yeah.
Over the 5 years that you've done it?
Yeah.
And it's more like accessible. More and more celebrities are going vegan as well. Like, I had a quick look last night. I didn't even know half the celebrities. I was shook when I saw how many people.
Go on then, name a few.
Oh my goodness, mate. I can't, some of the big ones.
I've got
on the spot now.
You've got like Lewis Hamilton,
F1
driver. He's full vegan. He's been vegan for many years. You've got like sort of in the CrossFit world, you've got like people like James Newbury.
Yeah, James Newbury.
He's a fantastic CrossFit athlete.
Look him up and see some of the stuff that he
And then you've got a guy who I follow on social media called Chris Moore. He lives out in America. He's a vegan bodybuilder.
Okay. Nimai as well.
Yeah, you've got Nimai.
Joe Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think he's like 80% vegan or something like that. Yeah. Big thing.
Katie just mentioned there, he was on the cover of Men's Health as the first vegan bodybuilder to win.
Okay.
And he's been vegetarian, vegan all his life. He's never ate meat, ever.
Right.
Yeah, he got brought up
in a vegetarian lifestyle.
If anyone wants to, delve into him.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's good.
Oh, I just noticed on your list that you've got other celebrities gone.
You've got like Billie Eilish and stuff like
that. Yeah, Natalie Portman.
Kate Nash. people that you don't even think about.
Yeah.
Kate Nash, really?
Yeah.
Do you think...
Joaquin, Miley Cyrus, Pamela Anderson. I knew about Pamela. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
A bit of smile. Oh, we've got Lord of the Rings on Star Wars. And listen to the podcast. Beyonce. You said about Lewis Hamilton. Yeah. Sia. Mayhem. Ellie Goulding.
Stevie Wonder.
Hey, good. Got a Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Do you think there is I don't know how to broach this question, really.
But
it's not personal to you. I don't want to offend anybody else.
This is such a hard thing not to do.
Do you think there's a social economic part of it? Do you think it's easily accessible for people that are wealthier?
I think it makes no difference.
You think it makes no difference?
No.
Yeah, like vegetables are accessible. Well, no, they're not. That's a lie. Vegetables sometimes aren't accessible for people.
I think it's an educational thing.
It is, and I believe so strongly that they should be educating children in schools and showing. If they can show some of the stuff that they made us watch in high school, they can show films like Dominion.
Okay.
And I think it's a hard watch. I challenge anybody to watch it and not get upset or really think about what they are putting into their mouths. But yeah, I think they should educate children. And I think it's becoming more and more, you're hearing about like Vegetarian Fridays, I think there's like a vegan uni as well, and a college or something like that. That's incredible. And there are like vegan schools out there that are doing vegan school meals.
Yeah.
But I do worry, like say if we have a kid and it goes to school, is it gonna get bullied? Is it gonna be able to eat? You know, hopefully the world will have changed a lot by then.
Yeah. Okay, a personal one, sorry to interrupt you.
It's fine.
If you were to have a child or whatever, yeah, would you give them a choice?
Of course.
Yeah.
When it's old enough.
Yeah.
And it, if I can give it the education and it can come to me reasonably and be like, oh, you know, I know the facts. I understand and it can tell me that it can comprehend it and it still says to me, oh, I want to eat meat. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly the same as I am with my daughter. If at the moment she's on a full diet, she eats meat. Mm-hmm. But if she comes to me and says, "Dad, I think I want to be a vegetarian," I'm like, "Oh no!" Mm-hmm. I'll be like, "Yes, cool. I'll support you. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do." Okay, let's go back to something I've been calling it this for the entire podcast. Yeah, and it's in the comes from the medical world more than anything. You probably have to fill it in all the time. Yeah, when they say "Are you on a full diet?" Meaning, do you eat meat? Mm-hmm. Right? Somehow stating that by not eating meat, that sort of says that you're losing something out of your nutrition, mm-hmm. doesn't it? So is that a term that you disagree with? In the vegan world, it's something that people fight?
I just feel like you've got people that do just live off like a beige diet, and that's fine, you know, as long as somebody's eating and surviving. I feel like with the range of veg and how diverse we do, our diet is, you know, we're not having blood tests every 2 seconds. Who are you to say that we're, you know, deficient in anything? Like if we're healthy and strong and we're living our life and thriving, then why are we deficient in anything?
You're vegan. You're coming to the gym 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're coming to the gym, like just coming to the gym.
Yeah.
And having you know what I mean? And having been active, going out on hikes. Like,
that's it. We work like, you know, 12, 13, you work like 16 hour shifts sometimes. And we've still got the energy.
Then we come to the gym after it.
Yeah. Like, how is our diet any less healthy than somebody, say, who's...
Providing you're putting the right food in your body, regardless what it is, it's fuel.
Yeah.
Providing you're fueling your body well enough, there's nothing stopping your body achieving what you want it to achieve.
The apps that we put in for our food, we know we're getting what we need.
Yeah.
So,
exactly. We're chill. We're all right. Yeah, you just got to do a little bit of research. But then... Everybody should do a little bit of research on what they eat, shouldn't they? Shouldn't just be definitely. People.
Yeah, you shouldn't just following a certain, eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's it. And you know, it's 2024. It's because it tastes good. Nah, that's not going to fly anymore. You know, educate yourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So, if anybody's thinking about trying it or going vegetarian or vegan, what would you recommend for them to do? What would be their sort of first steps? Is there any particular books that they should read or a particular Instagram or TikTok accounts that they should follow?
You've got to know why you're doing it.
Okay.
Because if you don't have the built-in foundational reasons why you're doing it, you know, is it for the animals? Is it for the world? Okay. Is it for your health? Yeah. You've got to know why you're doing it.
I mean, I've not asked. I assume I know why you guys are.
Why do you think?
But I'm not
you tell
asked.
Us. Why do you think?
I'm
you
not
going to,
because I know...
Oh, come on, it's okay. Speak free.
First off, before I will ask you, but before
look,
I ask
why
you...
Why are you drinking? Come on,
there shouldn't be. It shouldn't be anybody's real business, should it?
It's fine, really. It's okay. We're
but,
happy to
you know, so, okay, I'm going to guess it's probably because of the animals, right?
Mine was initially...
Yeah.
That's why I stopped eating meat. The vegan is, again, so much for the animals, but also for the world. People, it often kind of gets covered up and people aren't really aware that the number one polluter for the ocean is actual agricultural runoff, not the plastic. Plastic is a close second, but it's agricultural runoff.
Okay.
And the bycatch, you know, for eating fish, the effects that that's having on the ocean is just devastating and people just aren't aware of it.
eventually the fish will run out of the sea will run out of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you watch certain like documentaries, like Seaspiracy, for example, which is on Netflix, it's fascinating documentary to watch.
Yeah, the and facts that they say, like the world's livestock make up 65% of the nitrous oxide, and pound for pound, that's 300 times more damaging for global warming than CO2. And people just don't know about it.
The salmon they produce off in Scotland, they dye them pink because they're grey when they catch them and breed them.
Okay.
But people won't eat a grey fish, so they dye them pink just so they make them look attractive and and appealing and look nice on your plate.
And the water consumption, like raising animals alone, is responsible for like 30% of the world's water. And that's just, you know, you talk about saving water with these certain appliances, washing machines save water, you know, shorter showers and stuff like that. And the equivalent of eating one burger is something like 2 months worth of showers, one hamburger.
Really?
And honestly, you know, watch Seaspiracy and Cowspiracy. Oh,
Cowspiracy. They're all on Netflix.
I've not watched any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think just to educate myself, again, maybe I should have done some research, guys, and watched a couple of movies at least.
Yep. And also, the land that it takes to rear livestock actually takes up 50% of the world's land surface area. You know, it's pretty crazy when you think of it like that. And that's just to raise the food that we eat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think from my perspective on that, what you've just said, we were never really, I don't think we were ever really designed to eat meat with every single meal, every single day, as like hunter-gatherers. We weren't designed to do that.
Yeah, you ain't going to go out and kill a woolly mammoth every day, are you?
And just be like, right, that's enough for the day. That's breakfast.
Yeah.
We were grazing. And now you've got population. And even up until 50, 60 years ago, people weren't eating meat every day because it wasn't readily available. Yeah. People couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Now, population is huge.
Yeah.
And the industry to make it so that people can have meat every single day has had to grow with it.
And that's another complaint that people, like, that's another thing that people use against us. Oh, you know, we're hunter-gatherers. We were supposed to eat meat. Back then, people did that to survive. We do not need to consume meat now to survive. You know, the world's moved. We're not the, you know, the Neanderthals that we were back then. Yeah. We've evolved, and our diet should be evolving with us. We should evolve with the earth as the earth grows.
I get that. Understand that. That's cool. I think everybody's entitled to their own
wrong opinion. Now,
wrong.
Yeah. That's what you're gonna say. Yeah.
Everybody's entitled to be an arsehole and eat meat if they want, right? But no.
Oh no, sorry. I thought you meant that about us.
No, not at all.
No, I'd never say that anyone's wrong.
No, nobody's. Like, everybody's got their own. You know.
As long as you're surviving, you know, and doing your bit. And it's not about being a perfect person because, you know, we walk and tread on bugs, and it's not about being a perfect person. You know, it's about going to bed at night, feeling
like there's certain things that we can't help. Like, we drive cars. There will be some sort of animal in here, whether it's my steering wheel, that's what it's made out of, or anything like that.
Yeah.
We fly across the world to travel.
Our products probably aren't all vegan. Our clothes probably aren't all vegan.
But we do try to help as much as we can with like certain stuff, like my walking boots. I made sure they were vegan.
Okay.
Where we, what we can, like my toothpaste, my deodorants, anything that we can do, we will do.
Yeah, skincare products and stuff. We will try. Yeah. I'm going to burp, Nick. I'm so sorry.
Go on, just do it. I'm going to put the mic right up against you.
John, you scared it away.
Oh, okay. When he comes back, let me know.
Oh, goodness me.
To be honest with you, you'll probably get away with it because I'm probably going to wrap it up.
Yeah,
because I like to keep these ones quite short anyway. Mm-hmm. We've been going for 30 minutes. So quickly, is there, like I said before, anybody that wants to maybe give it a go, or where can
Dominion.
They get the
Dominion? Seaspiracy, please watch Dominion.
Yeah, even like sort of like the Game Changer.
Okay.
It's a great fitness documentary all about vegan athletes on Netflix.
You are what you eat on Netflix.
Yeah,
as
well. You are what
that's
you eat.
That's more like health side of it and stuff. That's got crazy results. That has.
Okay. And if somebody was looking for support, who could they? If somebody was looking, like, okay, I want to go vegan, but I'm a little bit confused. Right. Obviously, you've spoke for about half an hour on here about different tricks and different things you can do and how you got into it.
I mean, you've got to take some responsibility for your own education, your own self. It's so hard if you're sorry.
Basically, like, nah, mate, you're not getting no support. You've got to do it yourself.
Yeah. No, like I said, we are very fortunate to have people around us that do support us, yeah. And our friends are vegan. But, you know, we didn't even know. It was just the fact that we'd all gone out one day and we kind of mentioned to each other and we were like, oh, no way! You know, you got to know why you're doing it. Do it off your own back. If you've got people around you, fantastic. But just look into it. You know, hashtag vegan, people.
Hashtag vegan.
It's that easy.
Awesome, awesome. All right, guys. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
See you soon.
Yeah, like see you on the next one.
Yeah, we're next vegan.
Yeah.